And we're now joined in the postgame show with the head coach of Red Lake County, Steve Fillion. And coach, just wasn't your night tonight. You got to give them credit. I think they played well, but I'm sure there's a lot of things you probably look back on and say you probably could have done better.
Yeah, free throws and layups. I mean, we missed a lot of free throws, and the only two guys we fouled for them were their best shooters, and they made all their free throws almost. So, yeah, the kids played hard. I mean, and good Grigla played a good game, outplayed us probably, but you know, I feel bad for our kids because that was a tough loss.
What will you remember most about this senior group? It's a pretty big class. You have lots of different seniors.
Actually, we don't have a lot of seniors, but we've got four. But, I mean, they've all done what they need to do. A couple of them are role players, and they played their role pretty well, I thought. And then two starters, Gerald Moline and Chase Nelson, played hard all year. Great attitude and practice and stuff. And the other two, Matt Renner and Isaiah Fillion, you know, they did what they had to do and filled in and always had a good attitude about their, you know, minutes, which wasn't a whole lot. But, you know, the seniors are hard to let go, but, you know, they got to go and move on in life, and hopefully they learn from everything they've done in our school.
What will be the message to the guys that return next year?
Well, we're really young. I mean, tonight I think we must have had 2-3 freshmen out there, and one of our best players was out tonight, a freshman, and seventh grader was out there, 2-3 sophomores. So the future looks bright. We won't be very big next year, but I think we're going to have some pretty athletic and in-your-face type kids next year. Should be fun.
Do you think maybe at the end of the game you ran out of gas there? Because you took the lead 49-48, and then they ended the game on a 22-8 run.
Yeah, we pooped out. I mean, you know, down the stretch we had to keep our guys out there, but we kind of lost some of our energy down the stretch, and then a couple guys got open, and then they knocked down the threes, which really hurt. So
what will be the takeaway from the season in general? I'm sure there were some ups and downs, but what's your overall thoughts on how the kids played this year?
Well, we beefed up our schedule this year, and you know, the record maybe doesn't look so good, 13-14, but 13 of those losses, or 14 losses, whatever. I mean, we played Thief River Falls and Cass Lake and Fawston and Fertile and Winnemac twice and Manoman and Sacred Heart twice and Warren twice and Goodreach team three times. And, you know, that we played a really tough schedule, and the kids played hard in that schedule. And, you know, we want to play good teams and have to play hard every game. So I think the season, you know, we had a rough time beating the really good teams, but we gave them a battle pretty much every game.
Coach, thanks for the time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.